Hi, this is Jennifer Easerlo, the Skinny Chef. In My Granny's Kitchen is an ongoing series of tape conversations that take place at Granny's kitchen table in the house where I grew up. Granny is famous for her cooking, and that's where my food education started. I want to share her legacy and how she taught me to bring people together with food. So pull up a chair and join us in Granny's Kitchen. In this episode, we talk about old-fashioned traditions surrounding milk. Granny tells us about a glass milk bottle shaped like a baby and how milk was delivered to her home when she was just a girl.
I remember when I was young that the milk used to come and was delivered at the front, the back door, usually.
Did you guys have a box for it?
We had no box or anything. He just put it, you know, there. And we got very familiar. We knew the milkman. Like, he became a friend. And oftentimes he'd just bring us extra stuff, like he'd bring us a gallon of buttermilk or something that he, you know, just as a gift. And I also remember that the cream, they didn't have pasteurized milk as much then, and the cream would always float to the top and push the top, cap off, because it would be in like a bottle, a glass bottle. But the cap would be made out of some kind of like a foil sometimes.
Or paper.
Yeah,
like foil underneath and a paper.
And then it would pop up. And I remember that because you'd like to grab that and, you know, lick it when it was real cold outside. You'd like to eat that.
That's like that. Ice cream.
Yeah. But we got mostly milk from the milkman. And we never bought eggs or butter or anything like that. We'd buy that at the general, you know, at the store, at the supermarket. But that's what we got mostly from the milkman was that. And he was a real good friend, and he stayed a friend for years.
So did he bring glass bottles and he would just put it on the doorstep?
Yeah, he just put it on the
doorstep. Weren't you afraid that a dog in the neighborhood would come and get the milk?
No one ever bothered. You know, and sometimes he'd even put it inside, because in those days we didn't lock the doors, you know.
First, tell me how Uncle Lou broke his leg.
I don't know. He just caught crossing Grand Avenue, and Mom and Dad were sitting outside. It must have been a warm day or a warm night. I don't know which. But he just crossed the street and wasn't looking, and a car hit him.
Oh, I thought he fell off a roof.
No, that was later in life. He fell off a roof. But that's why he has that big scar down the side of his leg. That was from as a child. And then he had to be hospitalized. Oh, I can't say the word. And he said Mom went every day to see him, you know, while he was in the hospital. But when he came out, he had to have extra special fortified milk. And they didn't fortify all the milk and pasteurize it in those days. So it was put into a special bottle, and the bottle was shaped like a baby. Okay, not that much, okay. Because milk was a big thing then. This was a cure-all for everything. Every kid had to drink so many glasses of milk, and that was uppermost. So anyhow, this one milk that he got was in a bottle, and it was a glass bottle, which had pressed into the glass a picture of a baby on the top of the glass bottle, and then like a neck where the bottle would be pressed in, and then a fuller body part. And this would, they'd press the baby's image on the front of this bottle. So anyhow, when we'd go to play house, and I didn't have a baby, well, I would take one of those things and I'd use that like a baby doll.
You know, used to dress it up?
Yeah, we'd even put little clothes, because you could get it around the neck, you know, you could put things on. But that's one of the memories of that baby bottle, you know. But that's about the extent of all the things that I can remember about milk.
Granny's Kitchen is recorded and produced by Jennifer and Ulrich Easerlo. To find recipes, news on healthy living, and more of Granny's Kitchen stories, visit skinnychef.com.